And it's 9/11. Well, he rose to fame on American Idol, but now Clay Aiken is running for Congress.
I'm not a politician. I don't ever want to be one. But I do want to help bring back, at least to my corner of North Carolina, the idea that someone can go to Washington to represent all the people, whether they voted for you or not.
Joining us live now is Clay Aiken. Good morning, Clay. Welcome to WTOP. Great having you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Are you sure you want to do this?
That's a question that several people have asked me. And, you know, the truth is, while it's a lot of hard work, I don't think anything that's worth doing is easy. And I think it's important. And so, yes.
Now, you say in that piece that we ran just before you came on with us that you don't want to be a politician, but you are going to be a politician if you make it to Washington.
Well, you know, I don't want to be a politician. I want to be a representative. And I think that some people who've gone to Washington have confused the two. The job description is to represent, not to play a lot of the political games that we see in D.C. And I'm frustrated by the obstruction and the fact that nothing is getting done, especially over the last several years in Congress, and I don't want to be a part of that. I want to go up and speak out for these people in North Carolina who I've grown up with and who I've lived around for almost my entire life, and who really put me in this place where I have this platform and can speak. And they're in many ways the reasons that I have the microphone that I have, and I want to speak up for them with it.
Now, you are the latest of those who come from another field, in this case, the field of entertainment, moving into the field of politics. What makes you think that you can represent these people better than the representation they have now?
Well, listen, I think that certain inanimate objects could represent people better than some of the representation that they have now. I'm from here. This is, like I said, the place I grew up and the place that I love. And I think that when people go to D.C. for the political part of it, then they forget why they're there. And I think people, when they're sitting around their dinner tables and they're talking to me and they're talking to their friends, they don't care about whether or not their representative has a leadership role or a committee assignment or any of that mess. They care about whether or not their representative is showing up in the community, is talking to them, is hearing what they have to say, and then is taking it back and working with people. I mean, we've got such polarized politics nowadays that we've got representatives who are so far on the right or the left of the political spectrum that nobody's willing to sit down and actually talk together. And, you know, I don't have a motivation to become a career politician. That's not what I want to do this for.
Now, you're in a primarily Republican.
I'm seeing, and I want that to change.
You're in a primarily Republican district, and you say that you're a Democrat, but you don't want to be an extreme Democrat, and you don't think there ought to be extreme Republicans. Are you a centrist? Is that how you're trying to position yourself?
I think all of us are centrists to some extent. You know, first of all, it's a district that has voted more Republican in some races in the past. If you look at some races in statewide races, Democrats have won some of those, you know, relatively handily. And I don't think that anyone lives on either end of the political spectrum. No one that I know, very few people, excuse me, that I know, actually go into the ballot box and check off everyone because of the party that they're in. We vote for the people who we know care about us. We vote for the people who we know are going to do what is best for us. And for that reason, people in this district have in the past chosen, presidential candidate who they believed was going to do the best for them. And it might have happened to be a Republican for some races and a Democrat for other races. But at the end of the day, I think they will see that this representative who is serving them right now is not serving them at all and is voting for things that actually hurt the people in this district, especially at Fort Bragg, which is, you know, one of the largest military installations in the country,
so
one of the most important.
Before you made your decision to run, did you get assurances from Reuben Studdard that he wasn't going to run against you?
I got a lot of support from him.
Well, that's good. And we wish you well in your race, mm-hmm. and we thank you so much for your time this morning. Clay Aiken with us live on WTOP. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.